share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Ah, finally an Olympics that I can strive at. Forget the 2020 Tokyo Olympic and all the amazing sporting feats that happened. The lazy Olympics is where all the action is at. Well, if you consider doing nothing but laying in bed as action, that is. Tongue out. Called the Lazy Olympics. This competition is hosted at a small village in Montenegro and only has one event whereby people compete to see who can stay in bed the longest without doing anything. Meant as a parody of the Olympic Games as well as poking fun at the European stereotype about the people of Montenegro being lazy, the Lazy Olympics proved to be such a success at its first iteration in 2011 that it has returned every year since. The 10th annual Lazy Olympics in Montenegro. Just recently, the Lazy Olympics was hosted for the 10th time on the 24th of August 2021. As reported by 2Live, the competition has grown since 2011 with the venues becoming more diverse over the years, from outdoor to indoor. This year, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the number of athletes competing has reduced a bit with the venue being outdoors for better ventilation. Those who want to participate can just show up at the venue, lie down on their own mat and mattress and are not allowed to get up or go anywhere. While laying in bed all day doing nothing sounds easy, the competition is actually quite challenging. Photos from the 8th Lazy Olympics in 2018. During the event, contestants are allowed to eat, drink, talk and use the phone, but they are not allowed to get up under any circumstances, including going to the toilet. The person who stays the longest will win the competition, and for their laziness, he or she will receive a prize of RM1470. You can watch a video of the 10th Lazy Olympics here. What do you guys think of the Lazy Olympics? Would you join something similar if it were held in Malaysia? Or would you just be too lazy to bother? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read. Ungrateful with their full paid job. Majin questions and points out Gen Z's work ethics. Source. 2Live. Source. 2Live. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.